Hi, I'm Chip Sutterth, and this is episode 481 of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who. Last time, we looked at both episodes that dropped to launch the first season of the RTD Second Era. Now let's zero in on Space Babies. I had to remind myself that Space Babies is the first episode of Doctor Who Series 1 in one place only, the United Kingdom. And the rest of the world, the first episode has been retroactively declared to be the Christmas episode, where it's also listed on Disney Plus as special number 4, so the church on Ruby Road is Heisenberg's Uncertainty episode. But that's hugely important because Space Babies doesn't work at all without the special that aired more than 4 months previously. There's no establishment about how the Doctor and Ruby met or why she's going into the blue police box. It just picks up from there and runs. And in doing so, it speed runs through every bit of exposition and information necessary to establish the premise of the show. In the first 20 minutes, Ruby knows where the Doctor is kinda from, what the Doctor kinda does, and kinda what risks associating with the Doctor will bring. Compare and contrast, as Jason Snell and I did on the Doctor Who Flashcast at the Incomparable Podcast Network, with Rose and the End of the World on another Series 1 in 2005. Space Babies has the exact same function, but faster. Rose Tyler heard that the Doctor was last of the Time Lords at the end of that one. You know how many episodes were in that season? 13. How many we get this season? Counting last Christmas, 9. No time for introspection. Your cosmic joyride is in high gear. Remember that hydraulic press commercial for the new iPad Pro that upset everyone? This episode is crushing everything you need to know about Doctor Who into it. I question how Njuti Gatwa managed to keep up. He's scared, heroic, chippy, suave, and goofy when the scene requires it, but it's like flipping a switch rather than riding a wave. I thought he was stronger in the Christmas special. Similarly, Ruby fast-forwards to a mid-stage Rose Tyler or Yasmin Khan through the course of the episode as well, refusing to let the Doctor deal with the bogeyman himself and earning a TARDIS key in the end. Again, there's only 7 more episodes. There's no time. Which means that we're speeding through the eponymous Space Babies as well. Part of how you react to this episode rests on how you feel about babies. If you're strongly child-free or have nightmares about the Ooga Chaka dancing Ally McBeal baby, that could be a problem. If you can get past this particular high concept, then you also have to get past the CGI mouths, the intentionally juvenile potty and bogey humor, the 10-second explanation of how babies ran the space station. You have to do all that to appreciate the hard-edged political commentary about how societies value babies, frequently not at all, and the Doctor's moral stance on the value of individual life. No one is wrong. Not an inconsistently aged space baby, not an artificial snot creature. The packaging is a little crass, a lot silly. It's an RTD romp, 10 gallons of stuff in a 1-gallon bag, and it suffers for it. But it's the second episode doing a lot of positioning for the rest of the series after a comparatively solid and cohesive Christmas special. So, I'm inclined to cut it a lot of slack. I didn't love or hate it less on rewatch, and I love Gotwin Gibson, so it was kinda fun. And hey, unlike the Christmas special, there was no musical number, so things were looking up. Find more episodes of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast at twominutetimelord.com. And I'm on Mastodon at thatchipguy at zeppelin.flights. I'm on Blue Sky as That Chip Fellow. Thanks. Catch you tomorrow to look at The Devil's Court.